This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the talk radio review now. Here we have three either quasi or very intelligent. You have to make up your own mind about what you think of Jennifer Horn, who's here from KRLA and late from the Good Day program. She was on the Good Day program a good day this week, a good deal, and a good day. We all had a good time with you being here, Jennifer, because I wasn't here.
I know.
And you.
The girls were in charge.
Yes, they were. Jay Kirshner is the other lady who is in fashion here. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program, an overview of the charts for the week of December 19th to the 23rd. We do this as a companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison, overviewing the top 10 lists and the stories, et cetera, et cetera. Number three this week on the story list is the January 6th committee, their actions. Their report has been released. I don't know if there's anything that came in this that wasn't
spoiler
expected.
Alert, they think Trump is to blame for the riot.
How much money, how much time, how much treasure was involved in coming up with that?
I could have told you that would have been their conclusion the day they started, and they could have saved themselves the trouble, but, you know.
Well, but us, how much money did it cost us, the taxpayer? 845-page report divided into eight chapters. Corresponding
who writes
to
these
each
things, by the way?
I know. They're staffers. They're staffers,
okay,
right?
So this was not like 845 pages, but when you think about the, and I know we'll talk about it, because that was a big story as well, but the big omnibus spending bill, which anything called an omnibus should be bad news.
Right.
It was 4,500 pages, over three Bibles worth of stuff. So who types it? Mm-hmm. And then how many of them actually read it?
Have to read it.
Yeah.
Nobody's reading it.
Can we get a CliffsNotes version of that?
Well, but this is how impractical the government is, and they keep, guys like Biden love this stuff because we keep hiring and hiring. Do you know that there are over 4 million people who work for the federal government? Think about that. 4 million.
But how many
people
of them actually work?
Well, that's another question. Right.
Like
or what
the
are they producing? Right? I mean, it's like, it's what are you producing? What are you doing with your life? And they get so wrapped up in themselves and what they're doing in the world of Washington and all that stuff. We all know how impractical that is. It's just kind of silly. All right, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because, as Jennifer just said, spoiler alert, Trump was the bad guy. Gee, you never would have thought that would come out of a committee.
I didn't see
that
it
had,
coming.
What, eight Democrats? No, of course not. No, not at all. All right, so you just said something about the spending bill. It's number five this week. Do you want to, I'm sure you on your program on KRLA have gone through this, I don't think, on the Good Day program. I wasn't here, so you guys, maybe you talked about it a little bit or a lot. The spending bill is the same old story. It's the same old story.
But it's just so much money. It's $1.7 trillion. And I just miss the days. You know, why do we have to have the omnibus bill? Why can't we just have everybody create a bill for what they want to pass through, and then the government votes to either fund it or accept it or not? Instead, they throw everything into one bill. And so Democrats wanted more money for social programs. Republicans wanted more money for the military. So instead of, like, making concessions here and there, they just put everything in the same bill, and we're taking it in the neck. And most of the debt is going to be sold out, and places like China are going to own us even more. I mean, what are we doing to ourselves? And, you know, shame on Republicans, which I am one, but Mitch McConnell said when Barack Obama,
Jennifer is a Republican.
But when Mitch McConnell was the leader of the Senate under Barack Obama, he said there's no way I would ever pass anything with a $1 trillion price tag. But yet he was the one who was leading the effort to get this passed in the Senate, which they jammed through before the new class of Congress sits down on January 3rd. The argument from more conservatives than those House Republicans is, hey, let us handle this. Let us work through this, because there'd be more negotiation with a Republican-led House. There would actually have to be some give and take. So just pass one of those kick the can down the road continuing resolutions, keep the government open, and let the people who were voted in January take over. But nope. The swamp, the Democrats and the Republicans, they just pass it through before Christmas, and it's bad news for everybody.
Yep, not a good deal by any stretch of the imagination. By the way, Mitch McConnell's number 7 on the people list this week, and it's because of the things that Jennifer just talked about in part, the fact that he has changed his stripes, if you will, no longer by, depending on your measurement of whether you're a good Republican or a bad Republican, there are a lot of people who think he's not a good Republican anymore, but he's been there too long, like most of the other people who are there, and they just get used to the culture of Washington, and sooner or later, that becomes more important than anything else, your party affiliation.
And you do things that work for them rather than what's actually working for the American public.
Right, exactly. Yep. So the economy, number 4 this week, the stock markets were down a little bit at the end of the week. But nothing, you know, it's, the shares of Tesla have gone down, and that affected the market, interestingly enough. The business of what Elon Musk brings to the table when it comes to Tesla, is Tesla being affected by Twitter, is all of this stuff being affected by SpaceX or vice versa, and so all of his companies were down this week for whatever the reason. I wonder if they... Do you think he thinks this through? He's number 3 on the list of the people list this week. Do people like that actually think stuff like this through, or have they become so immune to outside forces? They have so much money that they only pay attention to themselves. Look, here I am. Listen to me. I don't, you know.
I think he's pretty smart. I think he thinks this through. This week he put out a poll asking if he should step down as CEO of Twitter. And a lot of people believe he did that to try to appease the Tesla crowd and the markets, because eventually everybody, all of his haters got together and they said, yes, you need to get out. And so I think that's part of his plan is to step down. Uh-huh. So I don't know that any of that show theater would have been done other than to try to give some hope or some a little wink to those people who are worried about their Tesla money. Did you happen to hear the Biden administration had an electric vehicle, like, convention of some kind?
I did.
And the only
that.
Person who was not invited was Tesla, the only group,
which makes zero sense.
Well, how is that possible?
Well, because they don't think. They're all worried. It's back to their own world.
It's political.
They live in a bubble. Yeah, and it's political, exactly. It's all they live in a bubble. They're not practical, not fair, not smart, not serving all the people. And this administration, well, the last 2 and maybe the last 3, if you will, have been horrible when it comes to that stuff. You don't agree with us, we're not bringing you into the tent. Obama started off with good intentions, but then the party mechanism gets so in, and the party mechanism is completely, if you don't believe this, then take a look at what's going on. If you think Joe Biden is really the president of the United States, he's not.
Yeah,
the party mechanism.
And it's
president.
Not just the party. The unions have become incredibly powerful.
Yeah, right.
If you want to know who's controlling your local government, look no further to your politicians who have taken money from the unions.
The unions.
More and more. I mean, they're controlling everything.
Well, when you get back, remember the whole discussion that happened not once but twice over the last couple of months about whether the railroads would all shut down?
Yeah.
How did, you know, there are 12 unions, different unions that work for the railroads. How did all of their contracts get negotiated so that they would all end at the same time?
It's amazing.
How did that happen? Who's in charge that would let something as stupid as that? Or maybe it wasn't stupid. Maybe they're really very clever. Because this way, the railroads basically are the unions. Not the operators, but the unions can have their say. So what does it cost you at the store, whether it's the grocery store? This is the practical side of this. All of these things, talking again about the economy, I bought a 55-gallon drum of antifreeze for the vehicles on the farm this week. 2 years ago, I bought a 55-gallon drum. It was $505. Same drum, same, the product is the same. $778 for the exact same thing I paid $505 for 2 years ago.
Everything
what does that
is
tell
more
you?
Expensive this Christmas, too. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but
yeah,
it's all really expensive right now.
Yeah, it is. Food's crazy. You know, buying the price of a new car has somewhat settled out, but that part of the market that affected the economy. What now? One of the things, supposedly, and I haven't really read into this week because I haven't been around that much paying attention to some of the specifics in terms of inflation. Look to me like I read one of the foreign newspapers that covers what's going on in America in English while I was in Tel Aviv this week, and it was very interesting to see the interpretation of the cost of borrowing money and the inflation rate. Have we quelled it? Have we quashed it? Have we slowed it down? Most anybody and everybody, economists, if you look at the Israeli economy, it hasn't been affected that much by the, you know, the interest rate, except people are not buying homes as quickly, they're borrowing money. I've said this on the air any number of times. I have a mortgage. One of the businesses I'm in is a new development business, and we're paying 8.75% for money. When we signed the agreement before all of this started, the interest rate was 4.75. So it's gone up almost twice in less than a year. Maybe just about a year. A year ago, October. So how do you sustain that? My partner, when he sent me the bill this month, his comment was, ouch. Because that's, you know, that's
what it feels like. It hurts.
That is what it feels like. And so what has that done to you as you are buying things or have bought things for Christmas? Everybody, I'm going to say, expecting Jennifer's going to say yes to this, and Jay as well. Your Christmas shopping is all done, ladies? Are you all set? No?
Sort of. Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
It's been a hard month. My mom had a surgery. I thought I was going to be done right before, you know, I wanted to be done before December started, but I'm a little behind the scenes. But
a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
All right. So Jennifer mentioned the $1.71 trillion spending package, and where is the money? They're not borrowing as much money from China, but that's what the government is saying. We're not borrowing from China. So where are they getting it? Where is it coming from? You going to borrow from Bill Gates?
Huh? You know, this is what I think. We're stockholders in this country. And
yes,
so,
we are. Yep.
You know, everybody has warm and fuzzies about Ukraine. I want to know where that money is being spent. I want to know where we borrow our money. Always gets buried.
Next half hour, we'll talk about Zelensky coming to town and what a love fest it was between him and Biden. Get to that in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stephen Jay chimes in saying, I feel we no longer have a concept of quote-unquote economy. It is magical, fictional concept where value and worth of things is gone, debts are a given, bailouts, subsidies, and aid packages are an expected norm. What is an economy if not based on a real tangible?
I don't know what that, what does it mean, real tangible products? You mean what it costs to buy a television set or a car? Is that what the reference is? I guess it sounds like that. I'm trying to. When you talk about tangible, that in my mind, food, for example, clothing, those are all tangibles. Mm-hmm. Those are the things, you know.
As opposed to the what Stephen's saying, the magical fictional concept of a quote unquote economy, because it seems like we're always told one thing and then we're seeing something else, or something gets passed, but then we never see what proof of purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. All right, what else you have here?
Daniel Erksine says the inflation was inevitable, and with all of the continued spending and printing of money will worsen, the higher interest rates are beginning to have an effect, the housing market is slowing down as well as the auto market, prices are beginning to moderate, but generally I believe we are in for a rough ride for the next few years.
I don't think that's true at all. I think what is going on, maybe it's different in your neck of the woods, but where I am, the car business has been very steady. Housing starts are steady. They're not as fabulous as they were 6 months ago, but they're there. And the thing that is slowing down but not stopping people buying is the cost of money. But it's very interesting. As you look at some of the more upscale developments, there's two different things. Apartments being built everywhere in my neck of the woods and elsewhere around the country. These, not just condos, people that, for example, James Collins, who is at the controls at our studio in Dallas, young 24-year-old kid, he's not going to buy a house. He's going to rent an apartment. And people that age, the Generation Z people who are trying to get away from their parents, they're looking at places. The average cost of a, 900 square foot apartment in my neck of the woods is about $1,800 a month. Mm-hmm. And so if that's a third, you're supposed to spend a third of your income, right, on housing?
Good luck.
The
problem is mortgage is less than what rent is, but you need that one big lump sum for a down payment in a mortgage.
Yeah.
Right.
And how do you save that?
Mm-hmm. Here's the question. Would you rather career politicians remain in politics, or would you like to see some non-politicians getting involved? What'd you get for that?
John Berg says term limits for every elected office, a max of 2.
My theory, Jennifer, over the years, you've heard me say this, 6 years and for one office. President, 6 years, can't run again. Senator, 6 years, can't run again. Congressman, 6 years, can't run again. Governor, 6 years, can't run again. And that you can run for some other office, but you can't be in the same office. Why can't we get that done?
Well, because you have so many people who just spend their time running again when they're in office.
Yeah, right. To keep collecting money.
Right.
That's where the corruption comes in, because there's all these people who are looking for campaign financing.
The campaign is actually doing the job.
Yeah, exactly. All right, food for thought. Here, this is the countdown, the overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store, and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidpayment.com.
Brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. Millions of people are set to lose Medicaid coverage after the recently passed omnibus spending bill changed the health care program's enrollment rules. The coverage losses are expected because states that receive extra Medicaid funding under COVID relief bill had to agree to pause beneficiaries' eligibility verifications. The continuous enrollment in the state federal program for the low-income and disabled was set to end when the health emergency is over, presumably sometime in 2023. One of the worst blizzards in Buffalo, New York's history has claimed the lives of at least 14 people and brought dangerous winter weather to upstate New York. At least 13 souls died in Erie County, where some 12,000-plus customers, mostly in Buffalo, were still without power late Sunday. China's military sent around 70 warplanes and 7 ships in 24 hours around Taiwan on Sunday and Monday. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Twitter and tweeting going on. It's now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jake Kirshner to go through many of the items on the people list and on the story list, which you can get, by the way, if you go to talkers.com, you can find it there, or you can find it at gooddayshow.com. So I'm looking at the rest of the comments from social media. I don't want to give shrift to some of the comments that you wanted us to hear. This would be a better time. Let's see. In February 14th would be a good time for Peter Valentine's comments. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Peter Valentine. I get it. Or some topic. People who mispronounce it, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Yes, right. Exactly. All right. So what do you say about the politicians and how long they should stay in office?
Yeah, would you rather have career politicians remain in politics, or do you want to see some non-politicians getting involved? Bill Meyer wants term limits as well as age limits. 80 years mm-hmm. old is
what?
To be in office. Peter Valentine says, I would like to see entrepreneurs go into politics and run government as a business. Stop the lifetime politics, the politicians.
So if we all want this stuff, why doesn't it happen? If we, the people,
because
want
we're not in control of our own elections. This is what people have been shouting forever.
No, we are.
You know, there's so much influence, so much money, so much power to be had. That the real voter fraud happens in how people are, you know, given to make their decisions to vote, whether that's the union pressure
the
or whatever
even
it is.
To begin with.
The people even know who, let's say James is the average 24-year-old. He's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Does he, I would like to ask him whether he even knows what Citizens United is all about. Did you learn, James, about Citizens United in any class in school?
Yeah,
you don't know what it's about,
right? No.
Never, you never heard about it.
Nope.
Okay. So this has been the single most influential development in American politics, perhaps in the entire history of our country. Because the Supreme Court, you don't think it's political, but it is, allows the existence of this group, Citizens United, a group that wanted to have the corporation speak as a single person. So, because of that, the entire system has been corrupted. There's so much money that's flowing from big businesses that have no business. There shouldn't be any, frankly. I think that all contributions should be eliminated, and you just run on your merits. You get as much attention as you can. I had this conversation once with McCain when he was running, and I don't know why I got off on
John.
A huge big... Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, as in John McCain. The idea of what happens if there isn't any money in the elections. And he was very supportive of the idea. I don't know, he probably got a lot of dough over the years, I'm sure, like everybody else in the Senate and the House. But to keep this all, and there were people say, well, how do folks, you know, McCain was a good example because he got a lot of, the press loved him. And he was always getting quoted, so his name recognition. And oftentimes that's how people win anyway. Right? I mean, it isn't, it's how much your name is in front of people that they know, I know Trump. What do you know about him? I know I don't like him. I'm not voting for him. Or Biden or whoever it is. You know, what do you know about some of these people? You can see in places where the same name, and the perfect example is Massachusetts, where a Kennedy can run for anything and win because the name is Kennedy. It may not even be related.
You're not related.
Yeah, it's the name Kennedy. Okay, I'm voting. I know that name. So, anyway, we can go on with this forever. You got any other comments you want to lay on us, Jay?
We have Celeste Erickson, who says, out with the career politicians. They only care about themselves, not the people. And Jack Alexander chimes in, well, we've seen the mess that long-term career politicians have done. I think it's time for something new. Not a single person said yes. Keep the career politician.
Right. Not a single person.
Well, because they only serve themselves. They don't serve anybody else.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. Okay. So, Jennifer, I have to give you time for the Trump tax file and what's going on there, as if there was something going on that...
the big bombshell. You know.
Right. Yeah. We're back to like the January 6th committee.
So this is how I started my radio program. Do you guys all feel better? Everybody take a deep breath. Do you finally feel better that Trump's tax returns have been released? Because, for so many people, they were so ginned up. He hasn't turned over his tax return.
Who cares?
Right. He doesn't have to, FYI. He did turn over all of the disclosures and such, as every candidate has to. But those tax returns, they wanted them, and they got them. And he paid, I think it was revealed he paid like $1.1 million for a couple of years. But the big, you know, pearl-clutching moment is that he didn't pay, he didn't pay any taxes in 2020. Well, if you remember back, there was a pandemic going on. Trump is in a business, and if you're upset about the tax laws, then we have to vote to change them because people who are rich have good accountants who know how to find loopholes.
Yep.
I think it's not. You don't like that? I don't like it either, but it's just the reality. So come up with something like a sales tax or a flat tax so none of us have to deal with all of these ridiculous tax laws and we're all on the same page. But until we change the rules, you can't complain when people take advantage of what's in place. And so what is Trump's business in? Everybody was like, oh my gosh, he's trying to defraud the system. The bulk of Trump's business is in travel-related places that were closed down during the pandemic. He took a loss like all of the other businesses out there who were forced to shut down. And I'm sure that's where you get that counted against you for your tax returns. He may not have owed anything because of the losses that he took.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
You know, the biggest joke of the week, and I think maybe the biggest joke of the year, number 6 on the story list this week, is border security. There is no security on the border.
We don't have any.
No. And the fact that these people keep snowing over it, or the New York Times keeps writing stories about how wonderful it is that we're taking all these people in that need the help. Okay, maybe there are a lot of people that need the help, but why is it that we're the ones responsible for helping them? Because we have the most money, because we have the most open space? I mean, what, think about it for a second. And if you're a Democrat and you think that the people in your party are right about this, then I would love to have, if I were teaching English still in the junior high school, I would couple this story with a writing assignment in coordination with a social studies or history teacher and have my youngsters go look at the border, some of the situations that exist on the border, and tell us a story about the, you know, do some research, get some inference, some indication of what is actually going on and why it's good. Because it may be that for some, it is good. It would be good if we could get people in this country that actually, instead of sucking off the tit of the land of the country, we're actually accomplishing something. And you know what? There are a lot of people who come into this country who do proud by themselves and us. But there are just this wholesale millions of people coming in here with no place to go, and we keep throwing money at them. What is the sensible explanation for this? And the people that I know who are very liberal say, well, we have it. We should help these people. It's our obligation.
Yeah. Well, do it the right way in an organized fashion, because you know it's not helping people? Allowing them to be human trafficked, allowing them to be sex trafficked in. The cartels are running our border. And they're cartels from not just Mexico, but from China. This is what people do not understand. All of that fentanyl that comes into the country is coming in from the Chinese cartels. They're there. They are
our friends,
people
the Chinese.
In. Yeah. And so it just... This is not human, and it shouldn't be a political issue. It's not humane to bring kids across the border, to rape them, to sell them into sex trades, to make them into drug mules. These are not things that are okay. It's not okay for a bunch of people to run into the country
why
and
do
have
people
to live
think,
in the shadows their whole life.
Is it that simple that the Republicans say Democrats want this because when they come into our country, they'll vote for Democrats? Is it that simplistic?
I don't know. I also think that there's a desire to grow the big cities, because when you grow the big cities, you grow more poverty, which gives more government control, and it becomes
pretty
more
insidious.
About power.
You know, it's pretty insidious.
Yeah.
You get right down to it. All right. Number nine is the visit Mr. Zelensky had this week, and the relationship between him, excuse me, he's the godfather of help, I guess, as much as anything else. Let's get more money to the... I think he came because he realized there was a lot of controversy around giving him more aid.
Well, he came to ask for more, which is almost ridiculous. And Breitbart actually called him, said he was panhandling in the Capitol Rotunda.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's turn it around, though, for a second. What do you think Christmas is like in Kiev? Or
cold.
Anywhere, yeah. It is cold. But what is there? There's a large, obviously, Christian population, Orthodox population there. A lot of Jews as well live in Ukraine. So what is it like to be able, or can they even celebrate? I just wondered about that. I was thinking out loud to myself as I was looking at a newscast, thinking, you know, the reporters are... talking about the bombs and everybody else. This has been going on for 10 months. Do you realize that? Almost since the beginning of the year.
And Putin thought it would last 72 hours.
Right.
We all did. We thought he was going to go in and power through, and that was it. And it's a testament to Ukraine that they have been able to train a military, because they had no military. That's what people forget. They had nothing. And so that's why they need all this money. They're trying to rebuild. But... again, it's Eastern Europe, and there's corruption everywhere, and we don't trust our own government to spend all that money in military spending and such. So why in the world do we trust the Eastern European government of Ukraine to spend it in the right way? Give us an accounting of the money. We can't just keep throwing our tax dollars in a hole and not know where it's going.
Yep.
I just want to see where it goes.
Number 10 is a focus on Christmas, the weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Cold.
I wonder how many of you know that mistletoe... which is supposed to get us all wanting to kiss each other is actually a parasitic plant that is poisonous.
Anyone who has seen Batman Returns knows this fact.
Knows that. Right. Okay. Well, I haven't seen Batman Returns.
Oh,
I just
you are
know
missing out.
I am.
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman? Iconic. Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so did they get under the mistletoe and kiss Batman?
Oh, there's this scene where they're dancing and he's like, when they realize each other's real identity, spoiler alert. And because previously one says mistletoe is deadly if you eat it, and the other one says a kiss can be deadlier if you mean it. And then later, that's when they're in their Batman and Catwoman costumes, and then later on, they're themselves and they're dancing and they switch the lines and they both have that moment of like, oh, crap.
Mm-hmm. Do you wonder, do you pay attention to the people that you work with or who are around you? How they... Yes, thank you. How they celebrate Christmas. I was just thinking about this. How are the Mormons, for example? They don't believe in Jesus, although they're supposedly Christians. They believe in, what's his name, Brown, or what was it, Smith? What the heck was the name
of
the guy?
I think they still have Jesus in there, but Joseph Smith was part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Anyway, I wonder about that sometimes. And think, as we become, you know, we think this is a Judeo-Christian country. It may have been at one point in time, but it certainly isn't now completely. It's, you know, their values are there, but there are other religions that are represented, and that's why, to go back to one of the things that I keep talking about, you say happy holidays to people, it isn't a snub on Christmas. It's Christmas may be for most of us here the most important of all holidays, but there are 14 other religious holidays that we're in the middle of right now. So it's okay to say happy holidays to Jennifer and Jay and to all of you at 48 After. This is the Talk Radio Review.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything, and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from the Nixter. Nick Miles is here from our autoexpert.com. He's in the middle of Operation Frodo, which we have talked about the last 3 or 4 weeks here on the program. I have a lot of respect for Nick and what he's doing, especially given how it is, literally, how it is where he is in the middle of all of this horrible weather in Omaha and through Nebraska. Did you start in Portland where you live and then you were driving? Yeah. And so what are you encountering and how is this all going?
So, yeah, we started in Portland. We teams of people drove out to Nebraska and we joined them. Then we drove back with these four dogs. And it all went very well until we got to somewhere in Wyoming, which, of course, you know, is the I'm sure it's probably not the longest, but it feels like the longest state in the in the union. And is endless, and then this nasty storm, which all 50 states are experiencing in some way or other, hit the country. And I would have called myself a liar if I hadn't seen it on the Wyoming Department of Transport's website. It said, "Prepare to experience minus 75 degrees temperatures with wind chill factor." And there was devastation throughout the whole state, and they closed the freeways.
Yeah, they do that. They actually have over, well, I remember driving on 25 north and south in that part of the world, and they have snow gates that they actually put across the highway to close it. And sometimes they're not even exits that are close to it. They just, you have to figure out how to turn around and go back to some place where there is an exit. I remember getting stuck in a snowstorm driving across there. I can't remember why I was there, but I remember getting stuck in a snowstorm and trying to find a place to stay. And I finally found this little town in the middle of nowhere. I got the last hotel room, and I wonder how much of that you're encountering as you're going. Explain again what Operation Frodo is all about so that people who didn't hear you earlier talking about how you're helping dogs, how and why would a car reporter, somebody who knows the transportation industry, get involved in this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know obviously how to build vehicles, and we've done that for this rescue called the Basset and Beagle Rescue in Omaha, Nebraska. It covers four states, the heartlands, and they scoop up all the unwanted hunting dogs, and they get dogs from closed down puppy mills and from laboratories, mostly beagles, but they do everything. And they really needed a rescue vehicle to transport all these unwanted dogs around. And we donated one we'd built. And in return, we took four of their dogs across the country back to the West who could use them for adoption. And I'm taking Frodo, and hence Operation Frodo. And we, of course, chose to do it in the worst time of the year, which is the winter. And, yeah, you're right. Wyoming is the toughest state to get across the country in. And thank goodness a lot of the auto manufacturers and journalists stepped up to help. And we did it in this new Jeep Grand Wagoneer, which, of course, is an amazing vehicle to do it in. The dogs enjoyed
it. I've heard great things about that. I have a friend who bought one of these Grand Wagoneers. He even put the fake wood on the side, like the old Wagoneers from the
paneling,
70s and 80s, the paneling, that wooden simulated wood on the side of it, which they were known for. And apparently they have a kit, Wagoneer does, Jeep does, that you can put on the Wagoneer.
Genius.
Yeah, I thought it was back to those thrilling days of yesteryear. I had the Jeep Wagoneers every year. I would buy a new one because they weren't great. The transmission case, they were not great. They weren't well built in those days, but it was really kind of an experience to have them and to see them coming back around. It's perfect for what you're doing here. So this goes on, and how do people, where do they go to check it out? They go to ourautoexpert.com.
Yeah, you can do that, or animalrescuerigs.com, and you can donate. And we've actually exceeded our donations for gas, which is all we were asking for. Everything goes to the rescue. And then after this is over, we'll put all the money towards building another one and donating it again next year when we've built one. So we're going to do it again because we're crazy.
Nick, Merry Christmas. Thank you. And Nick has 2 million people every day looking at what's going on this thing, and it's a really wonderfully worthwhile effort. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Doug. Happy holidays.
Thanks. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.